The following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network. Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for The Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, The Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843. Now, let's go to the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Studio with the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It's another hour on a football slash basketball hockey Friday on the only show willing to tell it like it is. We're also the only syndicated statewide afternoon sports radio show in Michigan for the station close to where you are this holiday weekend. Go to thehugeshow.net. Inside this hour, more on Ohio State at Michigan tomorrow at the Big House. What about Penn State as a road favorite at Michigan State? We'll be breaking that down momentarily. You can give your feedback at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. You can also opt in on the Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000, and that means you can text us anytime you want to. Just text the word HUGE to 21,000. I also want to send a message out from my good friend, Mr. Grassheiss, and the crew. Ada Chili and Beer Festival is happening on Saturday, December 4th in downtown Ada. Now, all the money raised will go to the Ronald McDonald House of West Michigan. They didn't do it last year because of the pandemic 2 years ago. Over 4,000 people in downtown Ada. And this year, the 2021 Ada Chili and Beer Festival to benefit the Ronald McDonald House of West Michigan will begin at 11 a.m. on Saturday, December 4th. Now, you can search Ada Chili and Beer Festival on Facebook to buy your tickets. And remember, you're helping out families at the Ronald McDonald House of West Michigan. They'll have some chili connoisseurs from all across the Midwest, the local craft beers, and more. The 2021 Ada Chili and Beer Festival will be Saturday, December 4th in downtown Ada. Get your tickets right now. Just search Ada Chili and Beer Festival on Facebook. Tim May, he is a Buckeye insider from Columbus. He's standing by on the Meyer guest line. And Tim, before we get to Ohio State at Michigan, that was almost a near-perfect game by the Buckeyes in all phases on Saturday in Columbus.
Yeah, I think, by the way, how you doing, Huge? Happy Thanksgiving week.
Yeah, back at you.
I think what a lot of people missed from that game on Saturday is hard, you know, and it was easy to miss because of all the smoke and dust developed by the 56 points and Ohio State scoring on its first seven possessions touchdowns. What was missed was by a lot of people was the way the defense shut down the number one running back in the country and an offense that was playing pretty well. Yeah, that offense was missing a couple of guys for sure. But this was an Ohio State defense that was beleaguered after the first two games of the year and has come back, and with the exception of about four or five big plays in the last several weeks, has played extremely well. And, I think Ohio State fans would probably be more excited about that as anything, because they already always knew that as soon as C.J. Stroud got his bearings and got comfortable, he was going to be driving, in essence, a Mercedes F1 Petronas race car. All he had to do was hit the right buttons and not crash it and stand on the gas. And that's what he's done the last couple of weeks, and it has been a sight to behold, to be honest with you. I mean, they lead the nation in total offense by a wide margin and in scoring. And, this is going to be an interesting test on Saturday for sure, because Michigan kind of leans on his defense and then just enough offense, with the exception of last week, of course. But that was against Maryland. And who doesn't blow out Maryland of any repute?
You know, the one thing I watched that Maryland game, you know, start to finish, and I really was looking at the defense. I expected them to win easily, and their special teams really made the score look more dominant than it was. And I'm just watching the Michigan DBs. I'm thinking what Harbaugh wants to show on tape, but coaches know what the other team has. And I asked that question of my audience on my social network Saturday during the Maryland game and right after it. And I said it just before I came to you, Timmy. I don't know, because I look at the Michigan defense and I think, okay, they played well at Wisconsin when Wisconsin was struggling on offense and they haven't lost since. I looked at Penn State. Their defense really played their best game of the year. And you know that. That's a tough place to get out of there with a win with a hostile crowd. I look at how battle-tested they were in the comeback at Nebraska. They had the lead at Michigan State, gave it up. They've really answered the bell. Now you're at home and you're playing for the right to go to the Big Ten title game for the first time in program history, yet you're facing what I think is the most powerful offense, maybe the deepest receivers I've ever seen at a school. It's just phenomenal. So I wonder, the short version, does Michigan have enough defense to slow down the Buckeye offense?
Yeah, this is going to have to be a classic game, like to a certain extent, what Jim Harbaugh came into the Big Ten playing and what he played at Stanford. You would think the idea would be to possess the ball as much as possible, but you know you can't be timid either. But to keep the ball away from Ohio State's offense, but you know with Ohio State score, I think averaging it probably went up. I didn't see the latest rankings, but it probably went up over 8 yards a play. And having these touchdown drives that are 5 and 3 and 5 and 7 plays. I mean. By this point, it's not an aberration, you know. It's for real, and it's clearly going to come down to can you get some stops, and then can you score when you have the ball? Kind of like a good old fashioned tennis match, you know. Can you break serve, and then can you score when you have serve? I mean, that's pretty much what it's going to come down to, and the only way you're going to know that is to play the game, obviously. And that sounds trite to say, but, you know, last week I gave Michigan State a modicum of a chance, and that's probably not the right use of that word modicum, but it sounded cool. But I gave Michigan State a chance because I thought it might be able to run the ball, might be able to possess. I think Kenneth Walker III is the real deal. We didn't have a chance to show it, with the exception of two plays on Saturday. I mean, Ohio State was, well, he only had, 6 or 8 carries anyway. But when you suddenly are down 28-0, you know, you're not going to be playing ball control. You're going to be playing, what was that Mel Tucker said the week leading up to the game? If it gets into a shooting match, he goes, I'm probably going to vomit, you know? So I didn't check the sideline, but I would think that was a tough first half to be down 49-0. So they took Michigan State out of what they wanted to do offensively to control the ball. And then that's what you figure Michigan is going to try to do in some form or fashion. Saturday, they almost have to because, you know, just on paper, they don't match up from an ability to score situation. They can score. They've proven on this past week they can put some points on the board. But that is the conundrum for Michigan right now, and that's why when people are sitting around in betting parlors all over the country, you know, they're wondering, wow, Ohio State 7.5-point favorite, or at least it was yesterday. I don't know what it is right now. Is that too little or too much? Because the last couple of weeks, Ohio State has broken the bank.
Yeah, it's not, you know, it's trying to digest on Michigan having the game of the year, similar to what they did the final three quarters, again, at Penn State, and Ohio State is light years ahead of Penn State on offense. I think the defenses, I would say, are relatively close, and I was really impressed. What surprised me the most wasn't Ohio State blowing out Michigan State last week, was how well the Buckeye defense played on Saturday against the Spartans. That was surprising.
That's what I started with. I mean, that's why I brought that up. I said that's what was lost on a lot of people as they watched that game and then thought back about it. I mean, you can't help but see the points and the way C.J. Stroud, as good as he's been playing, that's his best game. And And, you know, from the beginning of the year to now, you know, like I said, he knows where all the buttons are in this ridiculous sports car he's driving, and he's pushing them at will. And, you know, there's still things they can go to offensively. That's what's very interesting about this game. But, yeah, the Ohio State defense has improved. It's probably as improved a unit as there is in the country from the way it started the year, especially against the run, to the way it's playing now. Like I said, you know, it has a propensity to occasionally give up a play, but almost every defense in the country has that propensity, with the exception probably of Georgia.
Tim May, he knows everything about Ohio State. We'll talk about his podcast in a moment. So, I look at Stroud, and then Bryce Young answers the bell with one of the biggest games, if not the biggest game, an Alabama quarterback's ever had throwing the ball. It looks like it's a final weekend Stroud versus Young battle for the Heisman.
Yeah. Well, you know, Stroud obviously stepped ahead of Kenneth Walker III in a you know, something like a boxing match. It wasn't head-to-head, but in a face-to-face meeting, so to speak, Stroud stepped boldly ahead. And in some betting areas, you know, some line-setting areas out there, he was already considered the favorite last week. And now it's he and Bryce Young. And, yeah, I mean, it's going to come down. Who plays the college football playoff and who wins the Heisman Trophy is going to come down to the last two weekends of the year. Obviously Alabama's already going to play Georgia, so that's a given. But Ohio State has to get past Michigan to play. And that's what's given this game huge. The game, this version of the game, such cred, is that finally again it's Ohio State versus Michigan with everything on the line. Because if Michigan wins and then wins the next week, probably against Wisconsin, but, you know, with that wacky West, who knows what's going to happen, they're in the college football playoff. And they've gone from last year, when everybody wanted Jim Harbaugh's head or were urging him to find another job somewhere, or he tried to find another job somewhere and perhaps couldn't, and that whole salary restructure that he went through just basically to keep that job. The job he has done up to this moment is ridiculous. It's huge, pardon the expression. And but he still lost to his in-state rival, his little brother, so to speak, their little brother, so to speak. And now he's got this other, you know, the albatross has been around his neck. He's never beaten Ohio State. And just everything that's on the line in this game for both Ohio State and Michigan is crazy.
Tim May, the podcast, is this Tim May podcast, isn't it?
Yes, the Tim May podcast, about as simple as it gets, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not like you. I don't name my show something and be another name.
No, you're the Tim May. Your name has so much value there in Ohio.
I've got John Bacon on this week talking about Michigan and stuff. You know John U. Bacon.
Yeah,
one
he's
of the
a
great
good
guys
man
out there. And I got former Ohio State linebacker and NFL linebacker Matt Wilhelm talking about the game and the 2001 game that flipped this whole series on its ear, at least on Michigan's ear and stuff, and just about him analyzing Ohio State's defensive improvement. And also, you know, as he calls Ohio State's offense right now, it's must-see TV. And basically the last several weeks he has been right.
So before I let you go, what's your prediction on the game Saturday?
I'm not going to give a score pretty much right now because I didn't really settle on that because the last 2 weeks I've been way low. I think Ohio State handles this business. I think Ohio State's the better team. Like I told somebody, I quipped even on my podcast this week, which comes out tomorrow. You know, if you took Ohio State out of the Big Ten, it'd be a hell of a conference right now. What a battle going on, you know. I just think Ohio State still is above the rest, including Michigan. The game's at Michigan, I know, but these Ohio State players have proven they could play in some cold conditions the last couple of weeks. And, you know, quarterback from Rancho Cucamonga, California, three receivers, two from Texas and one from California. They've proven that doesn't matter, the cold weather. So I think Ohio State handles business. It might be a good game for a while, but it might be a lot of the recent ones. It might be a good game for a while, and then Ohio State pulls away. But I don't know, man. I thought Michigan State had a, like I said, had the wherewithal to at least hang with Ohio State for a while, and it did not. And, of course, we all know what happened in that Michigan State-Michigan game. So, wow. I don't know how to call this, except I think Ohio State wins handily, I think is my best way of putting it.
Tim, I appreciate your best whenever you appear on the huge show across Michigan. The Tim May podcast will be talking about the game. Search for that wherever you download podcasts. Tim, enjoy Saturday. Should be interesting.
you got to bring it big when you're on the huge show. That's what I always say.
All right, we love you, buddy.
See you, man.
From Grand Rapids to Detroit, this show is huge.
Huge here for Van Andel Institute Purple Community. Now, they're a grassroots fundraising network powered by the volunteers who support VAI's mission to improve health now and in the future. Learn more at purplecommunity.org.
This is your time for a good time. Now go live your life to the funnest. Leave boring behind and come to the place made for nonstop action and excitement, Saguenay Eagles Landing, where winning big at all your favorite games, tasty bites, and comfy nights all come together. The possibilities are endless, and so is the fun. It's all here, waiting just for you. So come on, Michigan, let your fun out. Saguenay Eagles Landing Casino and Hotel.
Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can stay up to date on the latest from Lansing 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. The latest news, press releases, and stories connected to every high school in the state of Michigan available for you 24/7 from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Log on to MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. And if you're looking for archived boys and girls high school sports, MHSAA.tv. That's MHSAA.tv. 24/7, everything you need to know about high school sports in Michigan. Log on to MHSAA.com.
Auto Value is a local Michigan-based company. You can find us all over this great state of Michigan. From Monroe to Marquette, we have you covered. When you shop at your local Auto Value auto parts store, you'll always be assured of quality, service, and a huge selection of name-brand auto parts and accessories. Find out more and shop online at myautovaluestore.com. Thank you for shopping at Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Huge here for the DraftKings Sportsbook app, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. And speaking of the National Football League, this week, all new customers who bet just $1 on either team to score in any NFL game can win $100 in free bets. That's a no-brainer bet this week only on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, and use that promo code HUGE when you sign up. And DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. Best of all, you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code HUGE when you sign up. Then bet $1 on either team to score, and you'll win $100 in free bets. If they score, you score with promo code HUGE when you sign up after downloading the DraftKings Sportsbook app, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, wants help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline at 1-800-270-7117. 21 and up in Michigan only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Jim Comperoni, SpartanMag.com, the MSU insider, is standing by on the Meyer guest line. And Comp, I don't think anybody saw that butt whooping coming last Saturday.
No, I agree with you. I expected Michigan State's offense to show up because offense has been pretty good all year. That being said, when you get down by a margin early, and then Kenneth Walker, I think on your show last week I mentioned that Kenneth Walker. I mentioned along the terms whatever version of Kenneth Walker is available. I had been hearing that his ankle had swollen up pretty bad in practice earlier that week, and you know, my source said not to put it out there in those words, but you saw Kenneth Walker had maybe two or three pretty good runs in him on that day, and even those runs he didn't quite have that next gear burst that he usually has. So it's a Michigan State offense that got behind on the scoreboard, did not really have the running attack at full bore. of course, didn't have Jalen Naylor from a couple of weeks ago, and just not a program that can trot out second-string wide receivers that can produce like their first-string or second-string running backs. So, but you're right, the defense, you know, there were hopes that they could hang on, but they couldn't even hang on. That was the most overmatched I've seen a Michigan State defense maybe ever. So, yeah, surprising on both ends.
So let's move forward now to Penn State this Saturday in East Lansing. You get the holiday weekend, students gone, people traveling. It's one of the biggest home games of the year now for Michigan State with a win. They're projected to get a New Year's Six bowl game, which would be amazing from what we were thinking back in early August. I wonder, and I know Mel Tucker's calling out people to pack the woodshed, that vision of that crowd in a big game for this team, for Tucker and all the pomp and circumstance of the reported forthcoming 10-year, $95 million deal. The last thing MSU needs on Saturday is a half-packed stadium.
Yeah, and I think it'll be maybe two-thirds packed. I think it'll be one-third empty. And that's the way a lot of stadiums are around the country for this weekend. I understand Michigan and Ohio State is not that way, but I've been to Penn State for this weekend, for Thanksgiving weekend. You go to State College, Pennsylvania, when the students are not on campus, and there's about 30,000 empty seats. I've been there. I've seen that. So I think two-thirds is probably what's going to happen. As far as Penn State goes, Penn State has had their problems, but their defense has shown up every week, even after Mustafa was injured and out for the year. They're fast on defense. They're physical. They stop the run. They run to the ball well. You know, they contained Ohio State pretty much all night. So that defense is going to show up against the Michigan State offense that I'm not sure how much is left in the tank. I was on Tim Stout's show a couple weeks ago. He's on a lot of these stations in your network. And I said that Michigan State was hanging by a thread. I said that, I think after the Michigan game, before the Maryland game, I said Michigan State was hanging by a thread. Now you've seen those threads have worn and broken, and now they're trying to hang on. So Michigan State's got a lot to play for. Penn State's got something to play for. They get to 8-4. They can improve their bowl situation. Michigan State's trying to remain undefeated at home, trying to win for the seniors and all of those things. I just don't know what's left in terms of bodies and fuel tank right now to go against that defense if Penn State shows up ready to play as well. That'll be tough because Michigan State has won with offense for the most part this year, but now that offense is starting to sputter too.
It will be interesting. A lot of different storylines going into that game. How do they bounce back after getting taken to that Buckeye woodshed last Saturday? Crowd impact, emotion. You are playing for something. Big test for the players, for Tucker, the coaching staff. I'm really looking forward to that. I know the Ohio State and Michigan game is going front and center, but this is a big one for Michigan State because if they're in a New Year's Six bowl game, playing a big boy team like Cincinnati or Oklahoma State or maybe even ND, that would be amazing. You can follow everything leading up to the game, during the game, after the game at SpartanMag.com. Jim Comperoni, VMSU Insider, joining us on the Meyer Guest Line. Comp, enjoy the game. We'll talk next week and look back at it.
I appreciate it, Bill. You have a good evening.
All right, Jim Comperoni joining us. Let's go talk about Ohio State at Michigan. John Borton from the Wolverine.com, senior columnist and insider. He's standing by in the Meyer Guest Line. Welcome back, JB.
Great to be with you, Bill. It's obviously a big week for a couple of bordering states.
Home games in Ann Arbor that have been bigger than what we have on Saturday. Where would this game rank on the John Borton going into the game list of great Ohio State-Michigan matchups at the Big House?
Boy, there's been so many. You know, when I was first starting out with the Wolverine magazine, it's going to be Ohio State Michigan game number 30 for me because they didn't play last year. But I go right back to 1991, the first time that I was there, and you had in the 90s so many Ohio State teams coming in, kind of like this one in that. Highly ranked, highly regarded, certainly a huge favorite over Michigan a couple of those times, and yet Michigan seemed to consistently take them down in those days. And you know, you were still in the Cooper years, and it was. I just think that 97 obviously sticks out as probably the loudest I've ever heard Michigan Stadium, at least definitely in the reconfiguration days. I was down on the field for the last few minutes of that game, and that place was absolutely shaking as that crowd of 100,000 plus was begging for the defense to shut Ohio State down in a game where Michigan only scored one touchdown on offense itself, and that was enough. And that, that has to be number one, because you think then it turned into a national championship. But there have been so many big ones there. 95, where Tumunga Biakabatuka ran wild and just shocked everyone. Like I said, the 91 game where Michigan came up and took down the Buckeyes. Not so many in recent years. I mean, you had Denard doing his thing in 2011, but boy, it's been a long dry spell, either in Columbus or in Ann Arbor. And as you noted, you know, there's a lot of sense that, well, it's been a great season for Michigan, but you know, Ohio State gave everybody pause when they just flat out dismantled Michigan State in the first half.
I agree. That State game has really changed the mood. And I mentioned my Twitter poll at Huge Show. For what it's worth, 70% of people, I think we're near like 800-900 votes on it, that, you know, 70% are saying that they don't expect Michigan to win. I get Ohio State at home. I understand on the road they piled up points against some weak teams. This is the best defense they faced all year. This may be, if you look at offenses, you know, it's a top three offense I think they faced all year. If you throw in Oregon and you look at Michigan State, and they dismantled them at home, as you mentioned, I just think this will have to be a perfect game for Michigan, and their defense will have to play similar to the way they played the final three quarters at Penn State, but that's a much better Ohio State offense. I just think Michigan's been battle-tested. If they can get this game into the fourth quarter close, I really like Michigan to fulfill my prophecy of a 38-35 win.
Well, I'll tell you what, that prediction will shock a lot of people, but there are a lot of people that will say, you know what, this is what Michigan's been aiming for all year. It's a team that has declared itself to be different than recent Michigan issues, and it's done a whole lot to back that up. I mean, if you take a situation where you've got two of the top 10 pass rushers, edge rushers in the college game right now, which at least one site called it for number one, Aiden Hutchinson, and number nine, David Ojabo. If they can make quarterback for Ohio State, Mr. Stroud's day very, very long and very difficult, then you certainly, and Michigan can hold the Buckeyes down to field goals when it gets there. They're going to score some, and you know that they're going to move the football. But if they can turn some of those touchdowns into field goals and keep this game in the 30s, unlike recent games with when Ohio State just ran away from them on offense, and you can combine that with a Michigan offense that continues to play turnover-free football, which it has for so much of the year, and Cade McNamara does a good job in distributing the football, and if you see some of those dramatic plays that Michigan made against Maryland. I understand Maryland's not Ohio State by any means, but it doesn't matter when you have a one-handed end zone catch like Mike Sainer still had. If you make those sorts of plays, those are the plays that win Michigan-Ohio State games. So you have to. I think that Michigan has to combine a lot of things that they do right to win this football game, but I am not going to say for a moment that they're not capable of it.
Where is Michigan better than Ohio State going into this game on Saturday? Well, you tell me, John, from your vantage point, where Michigan football is better than Ohio State going into the game Saturday at the Big House?
Well, I'm tempted to say they're better on defense because Ohio State has had a lot of problems on defense this year, but then at the same time, you see the Buckeyes rounding into shape, and they really did a job against Michigan State. They were able to shut them down in ways that Michigan could not. So you look at that and you wonder, okay, well, how much better has Ohio State gotten, or was it just the matchups in that one particular game, or what was it that allowed the Buckeyes to play as well as they did? Certainly Michigan likes its chances when it comes to special teams. Jake Moody has been, as a place kicker, almost perfect. I think he went into that Saturday's game 21 out of 23 on the season, and you know, Michigan has shown flashes of a lot of good things. AJ Henning as a kick returner, punt returner, and they pulled one out in terms of giving something for Ohio State to practice against this week, when they had the pooch punt catch and fire clear across the field and ran it back for a touchdown. I just think that defense and special teams will have to be Michigan's major difference, because there's no way, I think, as many Michigan players on offense as our young guys coming on that are going to be very, very good, I just don't think they can match what Ohio State can do if it's clicking on all cylinders on offense. So what am I saying? If Michigan is going to have an advantage in this game, the defensive special teams are going to have to step up in a big way.
Johnny Borden, senior columnist, insider at thewolverine.com. It is Ohio State of Michigan week at thewolverine.com. You can follow it. Also, they have a great deal right now, or you can sign up for the year. Just go to thewolverine.com for all the info. John, enjoy the game. Your prediction, I know I stated mine at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook, 38-35 Wolverines over the Buckeyes. What is John Borton's prediction from thewolverine.com?
Well, you know, as of this morning, I was still leaning Ohio State, but I guess you get a little closer to it, and I'm going with the same point spread as you, and maybe this team has one more moment of magic in it. I'm going to go Michigan 34-31.
They've had some magic in their big games this year. They really have. It will be a monster matchup. I can't wait to see it. Johnny, I look forward to checking out thewolverine.com before, during, and after the game, and we'll talk next week and look back at the game.
Appreciate it, Bill. Always great to be with you.
All right, John Borden joining us from Ann Arbor on the Meyer guest line. Meyer proud to be longtime partners with University of Michigan Athletics.
Opt in to the Huge text chain. Text HUGE to 21,000.
Become a weekend warrior at BetMGM. King of the Weekend is a free-to-play challenge where you can win up to $50,000 for correctly picking the highest-scoring pro football teams during the weekend. Simply log into your account and find the King of the Weekend contest in your promotions section. Then, pick the six teams you think will score the most points for the selected games. $1,000 will go to the top entry each week. And if you guess all six in the right order, the grand prize of $50,000 could be yours. Plus, hundreds of dollars in free bets will be awarded to players who come close to a perfect score. Go to your account and try the King of the Weekend free-to-play game. New to BetMGM? No problem. Download the app today and make weekend football even better. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older. Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Huge here for my good friend Tom Rosenbach. Now, he's a managing partner at Bean Garter. They are one of America's leading tax, accounting, audit, and business service companies. Now, they're based in downtown Grand Rapids on the west side of the state. They service all of West Michigan, all of Michigan, and coast to coast. And Bean Garter has been strengthening local and statewide and national businesses since 1949. How? They talk to you about your business's ambition. ambitions. They share the responsibility of achieving those goals, and being Garter will over-deliver. They'll give you options. They act with integrity, and they keep their word. That's the Bean Garter approach, and that's how Bean Garter has earned the trust of the business community for almost 70 years. So grow with Bean Garter. Find out more at beangarter.com. That is BEENEGARTER.com.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. A new day full of action and excitement. Come to Soaring Eagle. Indulge to your heart's content. It's a day for winning, for world-class fun and food. Yes, it's a grand, spectacular day to get away. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com.
Huge here for all the Mr. Car Wash locations across Michigan. You're going to want to look into that unlimited monthly pass that I use. Superfly Hayes, my producer, uses it. I can get my SUV washed as often as I like for one low price. You can sign up today. Just go to MrCarWash.com or stop by your local Mr. Car Wash location here in Michigan. For the one close to you and to get that unlimited pass, go to MrCarWash.com.
Auto Value is a local Michigan-based company. You can find us all over this great state of Michigan. From Monroe to Marquette, we have you covered. When you shop at your local Auto Value auto parts store, you'll always be assured of quality, service, and a huge selection of name-brand auto parts and accessories. Find out more and shop online at myautovaluestore.com. Thank you for shopping at Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
We'll talk about Michigan State football. Tim Stout from Stout on Sports, which is heard on the game 7:30 a.m. in Lansing, weekday mornings at 10 a.m. Huge Show is tape delayed, and you can hear it every night at 6 p.m. on the game 7:30 a.m. in Lansing. Timmy joins us on the Meyer guest sign. So from last Saturday, what did you take that will tell you Michigan State can beat Penn State on Saturday and that the fans will pack Spartan Stadium to try and help this team finish a 10-win regular season?
Well, I don't think they'll pack Spartan Stadium. I think they'll be fortunate, Bill, to have 50 to 55,000 people in there for a variety of different reasons. So I think there's some bloom off the rose. This is always difficult when you have this game up against Michigan, Ohio State. You have this kind of weather, and they're coming off two losses in the last three games, which obviously takes some of it off there. And you don't have a lot of the visiting team bringing a lot of crowd here. I mean, Penn State does send some people, but at this time of the year on a holiday, that doesn't happen. I think it's a very tough matchup for Michigan State. I think State's injured. I think it's going to be difficult to get their skilled position players on the field the way they would like to have them, say, earlier in the year. I do think they're battered up just a little bit. There has to be somewhat of a crisis of confidence, and I don't think the matchup's good. Penn State has lost its games by 2, 3, and 4 points and pushed Ohio State to the wire in Columbus before losing by 10. And I think Penn State, if nothing else, is defensively solid. Their coach, Franklin, has already told their people he is definitely coming back, which they like. If Penn State gets a win, that puts them at 8-4, so they're playing for something because they would get a decent bowl game. I'm not saying Michigan State can't win, but I think it's a rough matchup for them, and it's easy for me to understand why this is a pick'em game, and that's assuming that Kenneth Walker is healthy enough to play the way they would like to use him, and I'm not convinced of that at all.
So let's go through the what-ifs. If they win on Saturday, CBSSports.com has Michigan State projected to play Oklahoma State in the Fiesta Bowl, New Year's Six Bowl. Oh, my Lord, from August when some thought this team couldn't win five games, now they could be in a New Year's Six Bowl. They're one win away. I think Tucker understands the importance of that. A loss, you finish with two losses, still a 9-3 season, probably in, you know, the Capital One Bowl or Florida Bowl, which is still pretty good. But how will it resonate with the fans if they finish with two losses? They win, get to a New Year's Six Bowl. That's a pretty cool trip if they went out to Arizona to take on Oklahoma State. Florida's still a good trip, but you would finish your season with two losses.
Well, I just saw CBS Sports, if they win, they'd have him playing Cincinnati there, because obviously CBS Sports does not think Cincinnati's going to be in the Final Four. And I think there's a lot of guesswork. The only thing is, Bill, if they lose, I do not have them in Florida. I think the committee, the way they do those bowl games is that they don't like a team that's lost three of its last four and two in a row, because it deflates the ticket sale for the people that travel. And Michigan State is a modest traveling bowl team. I've been on all of them, okay, so I know exactly how they do. I also think they would opt for Iowa and Wisconsin, because those people are going to go to Florida. I think Iowa and Wisconsin would be a far better guess, and that could drop Michigan State somewhere down either to Las Vegas, or it would drop them even lower to Music City. But I think Las Vegas wants Purdue if Purdue beats Indiana at 8-4. I mean, so like to your point, and that's not 100%. I talked to some inside Michigan State people today, and they think it's that drastic if State would lose on Saturday to Penn State, because these bowls are in a survival mode, you know, because a lot of these bowls struggle to sell tickets. And if Michigan State had lost three of its last four and the last two, that takes a tremendous bloom off the rose. You know, I go with a tour group every year they go, and I know what their tour groups are like when they're trying to sell tickets. I think the Ohio State game clearly took a lot of steam out of Michigan State's following, which is the nature of these things. You know, when you get late in the year, you're no longer in the Big Ten, you know, title race and that sort of thing. If they beat Penn State, you're right. 10-2 is a wonderful year, all things considered. And they're going to have to, you know, they're going to beat a decent team, obviously, to do that. Because I think Penn State's pretty good, Bill. Like I say, they have that 7-4 record to me is a little bit misleading, because, you know, they've been in all those games, and those three losses were all the good teams, maybe with the exception of Illinois. But in the Illinois game, Penn State had a number of key players that were injured who didn't play. You know, I'm always cautious about this stuff. I heard all fall how everybody was going to just hand Kenneth Walker the Heisman Trophy. And I kept saying, I voted on this thing for a number of years. You don't win the Heisman Trophy running up yardage against average teams or passing against average teams. You got to win it in the big games, in the big, you know, the big scene, the big stage, when 950 voters see what you do. And I thought, he's a very good player. He's made their season, but he's got to play some good teams near the end, and that's if he's fully healthy. And he wasn't fully healthy after Maryland. I don't think he was healthy against Ohio State. And of course, the way the game unfolded, they weren't going to be able to run anyway, so they got him out of there. And my question is, if they lose to Penn State, will he play in the bowl game, given the fact that then it doesn't have near as much meaning? I heard that come up today on campus as well. Now, this is a quarterback's award. A running back's won at one time in the last 11 years. And the way Stroud played Saturday with 6 touchdowns, 17 straight completions, beat the number 7 team in the nation, 49-0 at the half. To me, in a setting like that, that's where Heisman trophies are determined. I'll be curious. Now, he needs to beat Michigan. I mean, I think he needs to beat Michigan. But if he does, I just think it's going to be tough for him not to win it, because I think he's got it over. I looked at ESPN's rankings today. They don't even have Walker in the top 6 anymore, because that's what that game did. But that was the big stage. And it's difficult, in my opinion, for a running back, especially in a quarterback world, because their stats are so easy to determine. I don't think the Alabama guy's going to have enough unless he has a monster game against Auburn on Saturday. So we'll see. You know me. I'm always guarded about this stuff, because around here, anytime there's something positive, everybody locally just runs with it, and that's fine. That's what sports about. You're enthused. But I look at the reality of this stuff through all the years. That's why I think this Penn State game, Bill, is no lock whatsoever. Either way, it's no lock either way, and there's a lot riding on it for both teams, other than and we haven't even got to Tucker's contract yet, and where that all falls into place, that probably comes up one way or the other next week.
Tim Stout, Stout on Sports. You can hear him in Lansing weekday mornings, 10 a.m. on The Game, The Huge Show, Tape delayed weeknights at 6 p.m. on the game, 7:30 a.m. Also see Tim on TV and in the Lansing State Journal. Timmy, enjoy the holiday weekend, and we'll talk soon.
Happy Thanksgiving, Bill. Enjoy the weekend yourself. Anytime, always glad to talk to you.
Big, bad, huge.